Day 7, Revelation 2, 1 through 7. I'm reading out of the Christian Standard Bible, which titles this section, The Letters to the Seven Churches, The Letter to Ephesus. Write to the angel of the church in Ephesus. Thus says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, and who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil people. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and you have found them to be liars. I know you have preserved and endured hardships. I know that you have persevered and endured hardships for the sake of my name, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then how far you have fallen. Repent, and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place until you repent. Yet you do have this. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has ears to hear listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The first letter stemming from John's vision is addressed to the church at Ephesus. This port city, the fourth largest in the Roman Empire at the time, served as a central hub for the early Christian faith. It was a melting pot of both Asian and African cultures under the control of the empire. It's easy to imagine the many difficulties that would accompany a diverse, multicultural, and multi-ethnic body of believers. Yet the opening of this letter seems positive. This church is flourishing. It is growing, serving, enduring suffering, and spreading the gospel beyond its borders. Way to go, Ephesians! However, the fiery, judgmental eyes seen in John's vision of Jesus a chapter earlier reveal where even this seemingly vibrant body of faith has begun to wander astray. He says, "You have lost your first love." In middle school, the rage was folding love notes like a paper football and flicking them towards the one you loved. At the risk of the note being intercepted and read aloud by the teacher, resulting in unquantifiable shame and embarrassment, the love that motivated these letters made getting them delivered essential. First love had a funny way of inspiring reckless ambition, didn't it? Many may remember that feeling with a significant other, but undoubtedly the ease of living out that emotion has remained anything but easy. Life pulls focus, and most of the time this drift is inward. Occupations, schedules, bank accounts, the monotony or chaos of life, and an inexhaustible list of other things can make the bliss of first love feel like a forgotten time relegated only to the past. The same can be true of a believer's relationship with Christ. The song asks about how precious that grace appeared during the first hour, but where's the song about that same grace at the thousandth hour? We, like the Ephesian church, may have drifted. The boxes are checked: serving, giving, community, study, prayer, and whatever else we can add for good measure. Yet, if we are not attentive, these things can become tasks more so than they are paper footballs we are desperate to write and deliver. The call to the Ephesian church is to repent, to turn around and go the other way. May we strive to love Jesus in all we do. If that endeavor becomes a task to complete rather than a God to love, may we make up before we have lost that first love once again. Let's pray. God, help me to love you more completely.